Going up to Casper.
When you say up and down in terms of going to cities, does that refer to going north and south, or does that refer to elevation?
I think it was north or south in this case.
All right, that sounds great. And here in the United States, we measure distances in what? In
feet are in miles.
Uh-huh. Okay. Let's say last winter my car got stuck. So I can either push or... Okay, so last winter it happened and I...
Last winter your car got stuck and you had to push it?
Uh-huh. Okay. And what's this? The opposite of push? The opposite of pushed?
I can't tell what you did.
Yeah, okay. The opposite of pushed is...
Pull.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And can I get you to put those in the past tense for me?
I pulled.
Uh-huh. And push is...
And I pushed.
Great. And if something is close, you're traveling a distance, a short distance, you say that... How would you describe that, something being close?
Near.
Okay, that's what you'd use?
Hmm?
A town is near here.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And if it's far away, to describe great distance, you'd say?
Far away.
Long ways.
Do you think that's what you'd say? Say San Francisco is a great distance, or?
Well, far away.
Okay, so you either say far away or a long ways away?
Yeah, a long way.
Okay. And if something is in short supply, it is? Something is rare or in short supply, or there are very few of them?
Huh.
Did you say scarce?
What's in short supply, Farn?
Scarce.
I guess that's near the
money
come.
Is scarce.
Yeah, could I get you to say that?
Scarce? Money is scarce?
Yeah, that's great. If you're going to catch a train, where would you catch a train?
The station.
Okay. And, if buildings are on opposite corners, how would you express that relationship?
Opposite corners? Uh-huh. Across the street from one another, you mean?
Not across the street, but...
Same block.
But say you have one building here, and then...
Block.
Uh-huh, then it's sort of a diagonal.
Oh.
What? How would you express that relationship?
Huh. I don't know.
Say cater-cornered or...
Catty-cornered?
You'd say catty-cornered? Okay, good. I was looking for one of those forms. People say kitty-cornered, catty-cornered, cater-cornered. They say all of those. But you, which one would you say?
I'd say catty-cornered.
Okay. And let's see, if you were saying goodbye to someone, probably something you're wishing to say to me right about now. What are how do you say, what are your terms of parting?
Farewell.
Okay, any others? You probably have a real collection of these.
Goodbye, farewell.
Be seeing you.
Did you say that one?
Be seeing you, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
That's great. All right. Now, I'd just like to go over just a couple of things. Can you remember a couple of stories that you'd like to tell?
No, I can't.
Can't remember any of them?
Not any of them, no.
Okay. So there's nothing more you'd like to say to me except goodbye?
I can't think of anything.